You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of minutes after 7 o'clock, that means we are 30 minutes out from today's Mind Bender. And it's a two-point Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Josh is going first. He'll have the advantage today.
Speaking of that jerk, real quick, can I tell you something about him? I'm going to, in just a few minutes, give me 20 minutes or so. Make your way over to our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page. I'm going to post a picture of this shirt that Josh is wearing. It comes out just a few times every year. And I don't know what it is, but this shirt makes me angry. I have an angry, angry feeling when he wears this. And it's just the ugliest shirt on the planet. It's just hideous.
Can you describe what it is?
There's
what part of it
it's
makes
made
you
out
angry?
Of staticky looking fleece, and the pattern is so god awful, and there's little trees and bears on it, and the colors are nasty.
Are you thinking that this might have something to do with his singlehood?
You, sir, just hit the nail on the head.
I mean, because you constantly wonder why, he can't,
can't
find that special someone.
It's because of this ding-dang shirt. It's so hideous. So anyway, give it about 20 minutes. We got to get through this topic here, and then I'll snap a photo of him and throw it up on our Facebook. And now I know people now are just going to go on to get at me and say, oh, it's a beautiful shirt. And you should get one for yourself, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'll date him. Anyway, you still got to see it. It's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
I'm hoping that there are a lot of bless his hearts.
Bless his heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Must have been on sale.
You're supposed to, every 10 years, I think they say, replace not just the batteries in your smoke detector, but you're actually supposed to replace your smoke detector. And the house that I bought just about a year ago, I was looking around at the smoke detectors. I was like, I don't think these things have been changed since the house was built. And that was almost 20 years ago. So I went to the store and was all set to pick out some smoke detectors when I started reading about these ones that are smart home detectors. Smart fire smoke detectors.
Okay.
Smart smoke, I guess.
All right.
Anyway, the whole idea is that they communicate with each other, and they also communicate with your phone, so that if you were out and about, you would get an alert on your phone that says, hey, dummy, your house is on fire, or something like that.
Hmm.
They also come with the CO2 detectors and all of that, and it's this whole smart thing. And it made me want to talk to Jeremy about it, because he lives in what I think is one of the smartest houses of anybody that I know, because you've got tons of stuff connected, right?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of technology. I have loved technology and gadgets and gizmos and whatcha-dingers ever since I was a little kid, and I've always had to have the latest and greatest things. So when all this wireless stuff and voice-activated stuff started coming out, man, did I hop on it. I've got, the smart outlets, the smart light bulbs, the smart camera systems, you name it. Everything in my house is basically voice controlled. Alexa, lock the door. And I love it. Love, love, love it. And mostly because of what you just said too, Dom, I can carry around in my phone and know what is going on at the house at all times. And I love that, especially when you're on vacation or out of state,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first introduction to it was a few years ago when I had a new furnace and air conditioner installed in my old house. And the guy was putting in a thermostat, and he goes, do you want one of these smart thermostats? And I go, explain this to me. He goes, you could be anywhere in the world. You just go onto your phone, and you say, I'm going to lower the temperature in my house to 65 degrees.
You know what's worse?
And then you do it.
You know how lazy I feel sometimes? I'll be laying in bed, getting ready to fall asleep. I'm like, it's hot in here. And the thermostat, of course, is downstairs, so I'll grab my phone and kick it down a couple degrees while I'm laying in bed and put my phone down. Like, so, wow, we're lazy.
One thing that crossed my mind after I moved was thinking about playing a practical joke on the lady who bought my house.
Oh, yeah. It's so hot in here.
Don't worry. I haven't touched it. I haven't gone near it. But it crossed my mind.
Sure.
At least.
Yeah, if she hasn't gone in and changed the settings, you totally could.
Right.
Totally.
I mean, suddenly, you know, I could set her, you know, furnace to go to 92 or something.
You know, I did something similar to that with Knick Knack, you know, a couple years ago when all this stuff first started coming out, and I did get the smart light bulbs and stuff, and she was at home in the morning, and I got on my phone here at work, and I was turning lights on and off and then dimming them and changing colors. And like within 30 seconds, I got a message from her on my phone. She's like, something's going on in the house. The lights keep going on and off. Something's going on. Are we having electrical surges? And I was like, ha ha, I got you good.
So now
it's
she
fun.
Just texts you.
Now
knock
she
it
just
off.
Says, stop.
Knock it off.
She hates all of this. She absolutely hates it. Mostly because like with the smart bulbs and outlets, you have to leave the light on. You can't just walk over and click it off because the next time you go, hey, Alexa, turn on the family room light, mm-hmm. it's actually been physically shut off.
It's been switched off.
And it won't turn on. So she constantly is just walking over and turning the lights off. And it happened again last night in the family room with the family room one. She went over and clicked it off. And I go, whoa, 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 what are you doing? They have to stay on. And she gave me the biggest eye roll and sigh and just said, this is all so stupid. This is stupid.
I tend to agree in some respects.
I don't think it's stupid at all.
The being able to control it while you're gone, maybe out of town, I could see leaving it on.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you can't just walk 4 feet and just turn with your fingers. You have to do everything through your phone.
Correct, because then what if you do happen to leave for the day with me thinking, oh, that light is set to be able to work from my phone and we're gone until it is nighttime and I want to turn it on. Then I can't because she's gone over and physically turned it off and I didn't know.
Dude, one of you two is at your house all the time.
Well, right now, yes, but say pre-COVID, you know, post-COVID, I want to be able to turn them on with my phone. And another thing I like. I like having all these lights set because I have a feature that I can just go, Alexa, turn on all the lights, and everything comes on in the house that I have wired wirelessly, mm-hmm. whatever. So if I hear something at night or whatever, I just go, Alexa, turn on all the lights, and everything comes on, and I can see.
Okay.
So I don't like it if they don't come on, Dom.
And how often has that had to happen in
Not
the world?
Not yet, but one of these days it'll happen.
It'll never happen. Are you the guy who's going to get one of those smart refrigerators? You know, that you are at the store and you can go on your phone and say, hey, refrigerator, mm-hmm. do I have milk? And the refrigerator will tell you. And then they have the smart clothes washing machines and dryers, and it will tell you, it will talk to you and say, we are out of detergent. You need to get some more detergent.
It'll ping you and say your laundry's done, or it'll tell you it's done drying. We looked at the fridge one because I kind of like it. They're so expensive though, man, but they like the feature. If you go buy a smart fridge now, they're full of cameras. So you can go on your phone while you're at mm-hmm. King Soopers or whatever, log into your fridge and log into the video of it and look inside your fridge.
Well,
wherever you are,
you know, back when I was a bachelor, that would have worked just fine because I only had like 12 things in my refrigerator total. Right now, if there was a camera in my fridge, the camera would be saying, get everything the hell out of the way. I can't see anything. It's so
improper cooling, improper cooling. Everything in the back is frozen.
So I don't know. On one hand, I see a lot of this is very helpful, useful,
it is,
and it's great.
It.
But a lot of it is also
It's just silly.
A lot of it is just adding tech for the sake of adding tech.
I agree. But then my thought on that is how, when we were all kids, we all dreamed of this stuff. Holding a tablet, holding a TV in your hand, or saying, hey, close the blinds, house, and it closes. We waited so long for all this stuff. I'm going to take full advantage of it.
I remember it was like 20 years ago when word came out about Bill Gates's house, and he was one of the first to have any kind. He had the house where if he walked into a room, the lights would be off and the temperature would be down, but his presence in the room, not saying anything, mm-hmm. walking in, a light would come on and the thermostat would change and it would raise the temperature of the room or something like that. And people were like, oh my God, Bill Gates is living in the future. Well, now
here
everybody gets to live in the future.
Alexa, turn on my Christmas tree. Boom, it's there.